Hi Steph, this is Adrian here, bringing you my browsing experience of using upmystreet.com. I am using screen reader called Window Eyes, and the speech synthesizer I use is DeckTalk, which DeckTalk Express. It is one of the best speech synthesizers on the market. It's pretty clear, so hopefully you'll hear it all right, but they always take a bit of getting used to when you've not heard synthesizers before. I have slowed the voice down to lower speed than I usually have it, so that it's easier to understand. So hopefully it'll sound okay. Seemed all right on the test recording I did. I'm currently on the BT Open World homepage.
My inbox. You have no frame on link red message. Need help question. Link help at daily info. Link latest news.
So I'm going to actually open up my street now, so I'm going to do control.
O combo, edit box, O equals open, dialogue, open.
Okay, that's just telling me that O equals open and it's a dialogue box. So I'm going to type it in now.
www period upmystreet period com.
Now, before I hit enter, just to tell you what will happen, you might hear it say BT Internet one more time, and then there'll be a bit of a pause, and it'll say loading page, load done, and that is something called MSA A mode. It's loading into the buffer, the MSA, Microsoft Active Accessibility, it stands for, if you're not aware of that. You probably know some of this, because it sounds like you know quite a bit about some of these issues already, but that's what the screen readers use to access web pages. So you'll hear that loading, and then you'll hear it reading out a load of the title of your page and some of the links at the beginning of the page. I'll let it do a bit of that, and then I'll mute it with the control key, and I'll talk to you again. Okay, here we go.
The Penrose Backspace : Backspace Home Microsoft Internet Explorer provided by Tepen. Loading page. Load done. Button. Go bang. Add : N87RS or York. Don apostrophe T. Know the postcode question. Try Royal Mail apostrophe S. Link postcode finder. What apostrophe S inside question. New : crime. What apostrophe S crime like in your area question. Up the street brings you the latest figures : across the whole of the UK period plus how they compare to the average. Classifieds. Want to sell something question. Place an ad for free period or looking for a used car question. A new home question. A dishwasher or oven question. Track it down in our classified pages period. Local politics. Who represents your interests in parliament question. Find out who they are and how you can contact them period. Up the street on Sky Digital. Switch onto Up the Street O and Sky Active now period. Check out quote your area quote and quote local information quote period. Link to us. Bar. Link about Up the Street. Bar, link feedback, bar, link privacy policy, bar.
Right, so I let it read quite a lot out there, because that was quite interesting, because a lot of websites, when you go to them, you actually get lots of links at the start, and it gets a bit boring, so I tend to mute it. But you had quite a lot of text at the beginning there, which I liked. It might have sounded a bit confusing that, because I have got punctuation turned on. So you hear it saying words like question and period. It's question mark and full stop. And, you know, it says quote and things like that. I have used my streak before, as I told you in the email, but I haven't used it for some time. So I've deliberately not used it since you've been emailing me, because I thought I'm going to wait until, you know, we do this tape, and I do the report, just to do it from cold, to see how I find my way around it, and that sort of thing. So, I'm going to have a little look at what that bit that we've read so far, because there was one little problem I noticed at the start there, so I'm just going to make sure. Make sure at the top of the page by doing control and up, and it's going to go down now.
Logo up the street, double right bracket.
Right, so that's telling me that it's the Up My Street logo on the first line, which is good again that that's been tagged to say that. What little thing you could add there is some companies do like a link on the logo, which actually gives you a description. It'll say, you know, this is a picture of a street with the words Up My Street in such and such a writing, whatever your logo looks like, a little bit of a description so that a visually impaired person can find out what that's like. Okay, I'll carry on down.
The real life life guide to your neighborhood. Discover your local shops and services, schools, childcare, public transport, property.
I'm just going down a line at a time now.
Prices, crime figures, search classified ads and much more. Enter your postcode or town. Edit box, enter your postcode or town.
Right, so that's where you can enter your postcode or town.
Button, go bang.
And that's the go button.
N87RS or York. Don apostrophe T, know the postcode question, try Royal Mail apostrophe S, link postcode finder.
Yeah.
What apostrophe S inside question, new colon, what apostrophe S.
So that's really good, you know, you've got the text and you've got the links telling you where the postcode finder is and that sort of thing. So, that bit, so I'm just going to examine this home page first and then I'm going to have a go at doing a search, but just going to find out a bit more about what you've got on here.
Link to us.
So I've just...
Bar, link about Upper Street.
I've just skipped part of the text there with the tab key. Instead of using the cursor keys, I use the tab key to go to the next link. Now, when you get these links, I think this is when they're in the menu. You probably have to tell me, but it's reads a bar character out between them when I go with the cursor keys, but I'm going to do it with the cursor keys rather than the tab key, because then I won't miss any text that's in between these links.
Bar, link feedback. Bar, link privacy policy. Bar, link help. The information here comes from several sources and is not infallible, period. Make sure you read our link legal notice and terms of use before using the site, period.
So you can tell there that when it's the text in blue or whatever colour it is for a link, that my synthesizer will say the word link before it, so I know that that's the link, you know, that part of the text.
Bottom.
Right, that said bottom, so I know that is the last thing on the page. Now, again, I'm pleased about that, Steph, because I imagined that your site would be really, really cluttered and there'd be loads and loads of things to look at, but you've not given me too many things to deal with, but, you know, enough to make it interesting. Now, what am I going to start? Now, the next thing I usually do when I look at a website for the first time is I look at the About page to find out a bit more about the organisation, so I'm going to try About Up My Street now.
Microsoft Internet Explorer loading page. Load done.
Right. Now, that hasn't automatically read anything out. It might be because I'm on a pop-up or something, so I'm just going to have a look now what we're on. Right. Now we've got one of the really horrible things that's happened, and I suspect this is a pop-up window, but what happens sometimes is you click on a link and the screen reader program is unable to find anything at all, so it just says... when I do it with the cursor key. Now, sometimes it's a fault with the screen reader, and I turn MSA on and off, and it fixes it. So let's just try that first. No, there's nothing there. So that is probably, I can only assume, some kind of a pop-up window that's in some kind of graphic format that my system is completely unable to handle. And this is one of the problems, because obviously... you don't have a lot of control over what your advertisers, you know, sites or things come up with. But it might be that you can feed back to them and say they need to put text in the, you know, proper ASCII text into the windows that they're creating to avoid that. I mean, I don't know what this is, whether it's just a picture or what it is. It doesn't seem to have any links on it anyway. So I'm going to do an Alt F4 now, and I hope that that will clear it and take me to the page I'm looking for. So here we go.
F4. Upper Street, double right bracket, about Upper Street, Microsoft Internet Explorer.
Yes, I'm on the About page because I heard the title
page,
there.
Load done as frames, visited control.
Now, I'll press the control key just to mute it. I'm just going to go down it now with the cursors and see what we got on this page.
Visited link logo Upper Street. Link to.
Now, that's interesting. There is a link to the Upper Street there logo, but I suspect that that is a link back to your homepage. There's a lot of... web companies do that, I noticed, but I think it would be better if you said home page on that. So just said home, you know, home or home page or something like that. And then you had another link saying logo so that you could actually view a description of the logo.
Bullet.
Right, that's just a bullet. So I'll just go down this page.
Link feedback. Bullet. Visited link about Upper Street. Bullet. Link help. Frame click here. Bang. Frame untitled.
Right, that it reads the titles of the frames as well on the, on this screen reader. So there's a frame that's called Click Here, and then an untitled frame.
About up the street.
So now I've got the heading up my street.
The company.
And a subheading called the company by the look of it.
Link background.
And then you've obviously got some sublinks here because you've got background.
Comma. Link where to find us. Com. Link contact us. Com. Link awards and accolades. Com. Link press releases. Com. Link products and services. And link advertising and sponsorship. Comma. Link co-brands. Comma. Link customized content solution. Com. Link printed guides. Com. Link PDF download. Local authority. Link local government and public sector service. Small print. Link privacy policy. Comma.
Yeah, so you've got like a subheading small print there.
Link legal notice and terms of use.
So I suspect I'm getting near the bottom now.
Comma. Link advertising terms and condition. Comma. Link legal notice and terms of use. Link terms of use. Link help. Link email this page to a friend. Link link to us. Link feedback. Visit link about upmystery. Enter your email to receive news of updates. Link privacy note. Edit box. Button send.
Right.
Frame click here bang. Frick bottom. Frame untitled http colon
w. That's the last frame at the bottom.
Upmystery.com cookie point php 3 question www.upmystery.com about this question location 1.
Yeah, so that frame could do with a tag on it so that it didn't read all that out. It just read,
bottom,
I don't know, up my
control.
Street, whatever that title was, rather than all the file names
frame
and things.
Here,
but that's not, you know, too
and
important.
Box.
Right, so you've obviously got a place there where you can put your email address in. Right, I'm going to go back to the top now. I'm just going to read one link off this page, then I'm going to go back to the home page. So the link that would most interest me as a customer looking at this would be the one that says about products and services. So I'm going to try and find that again now.
Link bullet, visit bullet, link help, frame about up the company, link background, link where to find, link contact us.
I'm doing this with the tab key now because it's a bit quicker.
Link awards and link press release, link products and services.
Right, click that now. And it's taking a little bit longer to load. And if I'm not sure what it's doing, if I try and press a key,
Microsoft
it'll say downloading page. Here we go.
Page, load done. Link CLK semicolon 4,442,924 semicolon 3,483,683 semicolon P question HTTP colon at point duck point double click point net jump n 1707 point up mystery B 1,033,811.2 semicolon SZ 200X 200 semicolon or n bottom.
Right, now there's another pop-up window nasty little problem. It's one of those pop-up windows that gives you the opportunity to click on a link to another site or another part of my stream. I assume it's another site. All it's got is that one link on it. At least it's better than the last pop-up window. Now, again, I mean, a lot of visually impaired people don't particularly like pop-up windows, and I suppose we prefer it if you didn't have them. But having said that, if they're made more accessible, then I don't mind them as much. Now, to make that accessible, the most important thing would be to put an alt tag on that link so it actually tell me what the hell it was instead of all those numbers which mean absolutely nothing. And the other thing that would be useful would be to put a link that says close window, because then I'd know it was a window, because I'm guessing that's a window and I can close it with Alt-F4. But one of the problems that I sometimes find is that you go into something, you think it's a window, you do Alt-F4 and you actually close the whole browsing session and have to start from scratch to find where you were. So if it says link, you know, it says close window, my synthesizer will say link close window, and you click on that and then it takes you to the page that you're actually wanting to view. So that would be the main thing, if that could be done with these. To me, it would make the pop-up windows much more acceptable. Right, so I'm going to do Alt-F4 to get rid of that now.
F4, up the street, double right bracket, about up the street, double right bracket, products and services, Microsoft Internet Explorer provided by Tapenworld. Loading page, load done as frames, control,
right.
Visited link, link to bullet, link feedback, bullet, visited link
so
about up the street.
What I can do on this browse on this screen reader, I use this alt down arrow, or skip any blocks of links. So I'll do that.
Frame link here,
back on the click here, frame.